on est prêt avec Tomáš Tatar maintenant.
You know, I think it's more about the win. You know, we wanted to win this game. You know, to go into the bye week, it also gives us a chance. You know, to make that push and obviously feel really good about ourselves for a break.
How can you describe the atmosphere there in the shootout in the
building? It's amazing. You know, it's always fun for us. You know, to play here in front of our fans. You know, they're always helping us. That atmosphere, you know, through whole 60 minutes is just wonderful. And I think, you know, even the other opposing team is enjoying to play in this building.
If you're going to blow a 3-goal lead, is this the best way to do it?
Yeah, I don't really know what to tell you about that. But, you know, obviously it shouldn't happen. And we have to work on that. It's tough. But, you know, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. You know, we won, we got our 2 points, and we can be happy about it.
How would you describe Carey's game?
He's outstanding. He's one of the best, if not the best. You know, when he locks the net, you know, it feels safe. You know, he's great, and he always makes that extra safe for us.
Merci, Thomas.
Alors voilà pour Tomáš Tatar, parler de l'énergie qu'il y avait dans le Centre Bell ce soir, parce que les partisans ont eu un spectacle vraiment inspirant ce soir.
C'est un spectacle... écoute, un match de série. Ce soir-là, on a eu un match de séries éliminatoires.
Oui.
Vraiment, moi, je me suis régalé. Je ne m'attendais pas à avoir une fin aussi relevée. Évidemment,
le Canadien menait 4-2, Danny à mi-chemin.
Ben, c'est ce que je veux dire, tu sais, c'est que je ne m'attendais pas à ça.
Troisième. Nick Cousins, la grande vedette du match ce soir avec 2 buts.
You know, make them make a mistake. I mean, I feel like right now we're kind of making our own mistakes and it's ending up in the back of our net. So we got to make it easier on our defense and our goalies by just putting the puck in, making them come to our feet and making it a little bit easier on ourselves.
Sorry. Yeah, no, nobody was pretty happy. I mean, that shouldn't happen. I mean, it's 4-2. Yeah, they get one there, but I mean, you got to close out games. I mean, that's good. Teams find ways to win those. I mean, overtime was pretty fun for the fans, though. I mean, it's back and forth, and you know, great play by Tuna and Kovey in the shootout, and big saves by Pricey. So I mean, 2 points, 2 points, and we'll take it.
You mentioned going back and forth. You've won 4-5 now after a slide. How have you been able to turn it around as a team?
That's a good question. I just think we're playing a lot tighter defensively. We're not giving up as much as we were on the rush, and you know, Pricey's there when he needs to be, and we're getting contributions from everyone.
Do you have the best celebration in the league?
I think so. Yeah.
Thank you.
Merci, Nick.
Voilà donc pour Nick Cousins. Il peut être très fier, Cousins, de ce qu'il a accompli ce soir, Danny, dans ce match-là.
Oui, oui.
En début de match, dans l'avant-match, tu as parlé de l'importance des trios de soutien. Encore lui et Weiss. La combinaison Weiss-Cousins sur la quatrième ligne donne 2 buts aux Canadiens.
Oui.
Le capitaine Shea Weber maintenant.
When things aren't going well, it seems to snowball. So, just got to find a way to keep that consistency up. Obviously, everyone's going to go away for a bit here, get their mind off hockey for a couple of days, and then get back to work.
Shay, if you guys are going to blow a 3-goal lead, is this the best possible outcome?
Is there a good possible outcome? I guess winning is still better than losing. So, definitely not what we wanted to do, but at the end, just you know, found a way in the shootout there and got the 2 points.
Going into the break, do you guys feel? I mean, especially winning this way, does it kind of feel like dodging a bullet?
I don't think it's dodging a bullet. I think we realize that we've got a lot of work ahead of us. We talked about trying to get all these games leading in the break. Obviously, Chicago was a little bit of a tough one for us there, but other than that, I thought we were pretty solid. And you know, hopefully, get some guys back here and get even better after the break.
Thank you.
Voilà pour chez Weber. Il a mentionné qu'il fallait évidemment rebondir. Après la performance décevante à domicile contre Chicago.
Oui, il a tout à fait raison.
il fallait le faire, Danny.
C'était pas,
il fallait le faire puisque la performance de Philadelphie devait... La victoire de Philadelphie devait servir à quelque chose.
Oui.
Ça devait donner quelque chose, cette victoire-là. Et avec cette victoire, Danny, là, on le disait avant le match, le Canadien s'est replacé à 5 points.
Oui. Alors, on est au milieu de la course.
De la deuxième équipe repêchée. Voilà. Ilya Kovalchuk maintenant.
We couldn't, you know, we can't play like that. We got to be much better. And I know the first goal bounce of the, I think, Tomáš Šinpeta went in, but still,
we got to hold on those leads. But it's good that we didn't give up, didn't sit back. I think in overtime we dominate the game, and shootouts, Pricey makes some great saves, and we score some goals, so Tuna scored the big one.
Is it the best possible outcome, blowing a 3-goal lead? Have it turn out like this?
Yeah, it's Saturday night, you know, fans want a show, so they got it. It's great. It's nice to score the first goal in front of that crowd. It's like I said before, we owe those guys, you know, the people they support. It's unbelievable, the hockey city. I never played in any environment like that, so it's great. I appreciate everything, and we're going to keep going. We're going to keep pushing.
For yourself, since you went a while without playing, is it going to be tough now, have a week off at this point?
Yeah, I don't need that break. But I'll take it, you know, I'll spend a little time with my family, take 2 days off, then I'm going to skate. My coach is coming to LA, so I'll be ready to go when we come back.
You said your kids were excited about
Merci, Elia.
Voilà donc pour Elia Kovalchuk.
Son coach personnel descend.
Oui, parce qu'il dit « je voulais pas vraiment de pause ».